This is Stan Collymore.
And you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Lappin, and joining me this week, I've got Richard Hare-Hudson.
Good evening.
And making the V2 Football Podcast debut, we have Ash and Al from the Ash and Al Premier League Podcast. How are you doing? Good to see you then, lads.
Hello. Hello. Very good. Thank you. Good to be on.
Yeah.
First time, so be gentle, lads.
Well, the first thing I wanted to speak about was last week, but we had technical difficulties last week. It's the FIFA technical director, Marco van Basten's radical new proposals for the game. So, do you want me to go through them one by one and we discuss them? Or?
Yeah, go on.
Alright, so the first one on the list is introducing an orange card that can be given to players. They'll have a 10-minute sin bin rather than get sent off.
Well, for me, I think that's a waste of time, but otherwise. I mean, you could have teams captain up to nil or something like that, and someone just, doesn't like the opposition, fancies putting his leg in and going and having 10 minutes off and coming back on. There's no real permanent punishment to that, is there? So, for me anyway, that's not really very viable.
I agree with you. When's yellow become an orange, become a red? What's it have to be for an orange card?
I don't know if it's just a yellow card tackle, but not a red, but not too bad to be a red card.
So it's yellow.
If you've already got a yellow, but he doesn't think you deserve to be sent off. But he
can. System is now.
But rather than just
as well, like have a puce, have a turquoise, and we're gonna have your shirt's done top to you. what other colour can we have for it?
Thinking that they don't want to ruin the flow of the game. No, that sounds like that's rubbish as well. Trying to think of an example. You're on a yellow card and you pull somebody's shirt back. Under normal circumstances, it'll be yellow card, but he doesn't want to think you deserve to get sent off, so you get the orange card and you're off for 10 minutes.
you could just have it with the yellow card that you get, well, I'd say 5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe just one for the cameras or something like that, more for TV, a bit more entertainment, a bit more things. For me, anyway.
Alright, the next one is to replace traditional penalty kicks with a run-up shootout like they used to do in the MLS. So you have to 25-meter run-up and you'll have 8 seconds to score a goal. It's meant to encourage more skillful play rather than luck, not the penalty shootout.
If I remember, was it Robbie Keane when he sent for his stuff?
He's a man,
he's a friendly thing.
I can't say penalties 100% fair, really, no. But it's the system. I mean, it was entertaining in the MLS, I think.
Let's be honest, it's been all this nightmare for extra time. Want
to be running again? They said they'll get rid of extra time and just go straight to these run-up penalties.
I did enjoy watching it when it was in the MLS, but whether it adds anything extra, you do get a sense of excitement when you have a cup tie that goes to penalty shootouts. We've got to watch a penalty shootout.
Yeah, I love penalty shootouts.
Half the players come to the end of extra time as well. They're struggling to walk up to take a penalty.
The next one is switching from halves to quarters. I think this is more for just to fit in more adverts. I can't see another advantage to it. So. Right, so the most radical one is to eliminate their offside rule. He thinks that scrapping their offside rule will make the game more visibly pleasing, which I don't understand how this is going to work.
It would be what stops a striker just standing
by the goal for
more games.
don't get it. But you will.
No, that is just a horrific idea.
But you'll be pleased to know that he doesn't have any power to actually change any of the laws.
I mean, it's a bit worrying when you talk about referees and other things, and people say, oh, they should have ex-pros in these positions to advise people, and then you've got people like Van Basten and Platini coming up with some of the statements. It makes you wonder, you know, should the ex-pros be involved in the game hospital for sometimes?
Van Basten as a player was absolute top draw. He was one of the best strikers ever going, but then some of these rules he's coming out with, I think he might have headed the ball a bit too much.
Yeah, there's been into many dash cafes, I think, yeah.
That's one of the things that they are looking to come in, actually, heading wise, is banning head. The FA are looking to ban children heading the ball under the age of 10.
Well, I've interviewed a couple of coaches from America, and it's under 15, they don't have any heading.
I agree with it if it's worldwide, but if it's just our country that do it.
But what's happened at the youth level there is it's just turned into a long ball game, so they know they can't header it, so they just lob it over the top for the quick players to run after it.
If it's worldwide, and obviously that it's a ball for the under 10, then as well, you know, maybe I don't know.
I think it makes more sense to, you still header it, because it's a vital skill of the game, but have a lighter ball at that age group, or smaller ball. Yeah.
And something wrong with many of the strikers coming through now. You don't see very many busting, you know.
No, you don't see a lot of power headers.
No, and it's not a lot of better things to see than, you know, cross within, quickly within, and a power header directed, you know, perfection in the corner.
That Percy goal from the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Alright, so we'll move on to our first game. So, for Ash and Al, the rules are, I'm going to ask a question where there's 10 answers, and you're going to take it in turns to give me an answer each. So you've got 3 goes each.
Who are your two teams, by the way?
I'm in Fridge, I'm in Middlesbrough.
Oh, sorry to hear that,
Ben. Alright, so we'll go alphabetical. So Al, you can go first. Alright, so I want you to name players who have won England caps whilst playing in Scotland. So if you just give your first answer.
Oh, okay. Gaza,
yeah. Ash? Take in terms, yeah.
Mark Casey?
Yep.
Chris
Pirro?
Not Chris White.
Pirro's good. Hello?
Pardon, sorry, am I in this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sorry, I didn't know. I realised I was playing as well. everyone, Stevens?
Yeah, Michael Stevens. Yeah. Play for Rangers. Al?
Jesus Christ. Pressure's on now.
Oh, God.
Come on, big Rangers fan. Should know these.
There weren't a lot of English players in Rangers. I might technically,
still
McCall is English.
Fair, we have to have won England caps, not just be English.
Not my answer,
please. Yeah? Okay.
Foster?
Yes. Ash?
Chris Sutton?
Oh, he didn't win any whilst he was playing in Scotland. Hey, right. Al?
Yeah.
Alasco?
Fuck is that?
You'll kick yourself when you know the answer.
No, I can't think.
Ash, you got one there?
Come on. Come on.
No.
No.
Very important one.
No, I've not got one.
It's the end of the first round. Al has two. Ash has one. Hero has one. You could have had Joseph Baker, who played for Hibs in the 50s and 60s. You could have had Terry Butcher, Rangers. Trevor Stephen for Rangers. Alan Thompson for Celtic. Mark Walters, Rangers. And Chris Woods. Alright, so I'll listen back and I'll have. You might have said it when it wasn't your go.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wasn't my go. I thought it was just me between you and not
having. Alright, so last weekend, Wayne Rooney became Man United's leading goal scorer. And so the big question is whether he should be considered a great, as he's now England and United's highest ever goal scorer. The stuff he did in his early career has just baggaged him, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm having to do with it, fans' opinion on it a little bit as well.
Me personally, I don't feel that bad for the fall for me. I don't think he could be up there, but I don't think he is.
I can't argue with you.
Seasons they were sort of on a par, as player level, and they were both thought of as being potential worldies. And Rooney just plateaued so early in his career. He was still very good, but he never reached the levels that Ronaldo has.
I think he always seemed to be good when he had a world class. He was playing off a world class player, so when he was playing off Van Persie, he was playing off Ronaldo. That's when he seems to score most of the goals. When he's up there by himself being the main striker, it doesn't seem to.
I think what's done it for him is he came into the game at the highest level at such an early age that he's had length of service, which has got him the awards.
Mm.
But if you compared him to, I would have Shearer or Lineker as a better England striker than Rooney.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. For his time in his country, in his period, he's got to be considered one of the greatest.
Well, there has been. There's been for a few years not really that much competition for him for the England.
Say, once now, when Paul got so many injuries, he couldn't run anymore. It's left us with really as our only striker.
Say Shearer's era, and there was a lot more top quality England strikers about.
Because he started, as you said, at such a young age, has there been a bit of burnout with the expectation of someone who might love it?
Yeah.
And how his legs just give up in the end, basically.
Yeah, he's got a bad point.
Yeah. You look at the young Rooney, and although he obviously always had a bit of extra weight to him at times, he could run fast. Yeah. He was a fast player in his early days.
That goal he actually scored on his debut against Arsenal was the day I moved into my first flat and I was decorating it, and I remember listening to it on the radio. So, do you have a favourite Rooney goal out of his 250 here?
It'd have to be that one, the shin against City.
Yeah, the not the overhead kick, the shin.
Yeah, they clearly did hit his shin, but it was still a great goal.
My personal favourite is the one against Newcastle.
Yeah, that's the name for that. That's the ball. Yeah, he just argued with the referee, I think he was, and just turned around and
hit. Yeah.
Right,
so.
I think we were in college.
Right, to finish off the Rooney quiz chat, I've done a surprise mini quiz for his record breaking feet. Be a bonus point going towards your quiz. So, Ash can go first this time. So, Ash, do you want A, B, C, or D as your bonus question?
I'll go B.
B.
Yeah.
B for Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so which away ground did he score most goals at?
Anfield?
No, St. James' Park. Yeah. Got eight. Hero, do you want A, C, or D?
I'll go A.
Right. Which side did he score most goals against?
I seem to recall it's Aston Villa.
It is Aston Villa, yes, he has 14 against Aston Villa. Alright, Al, do you want C or D? So, which manager did he score most goals against?
Wenger,
yes, he scored 12 against them. So. Right. So, so, with the bonus points, Al now has 3, Ash has 1, Hero has 2. So, it's time for Performance of the Week. Hero, who was nominated this week?
Okay, there's 4 nominations. We've got Llorente for his 2 goals versus Liverpool. Great win there for them. Maguire versus Chelsea. Rooney for his record-breaking goal versus Stoke. And James Ward-Prowse versus Leicester. Who would you two have gone for?
Well, I voted for Maguire because he scored the game and really is a talented centre-back. You know, top defender, and he could easily fit into a one of the top
2
clubs for me
on that
performance. I would go for
Llorente
just because
he lost. It's always happy day that. The results were Llorente got, it was quite an even group this. Llorente got 25%, Maguire got 31%, Rooney only got 15%, and Ward Prowse got 29%. Ooh. So by 2%.
Well,
we had 191 votes for that as well, so that was good.
That's been nice. That's one of our best. Yeah. So congratulations to Maguire. So he used to play for United, I think, or something else. All right. So before we deal with the final rounds on the pitch, we'll quickly go over this week's transfers. So Stoke have signed West Brom striker Saido Berahino for just $12 million. You surprised he didn't go to Spurs in the end, as he's been rumoured for the last 5 years.
I think he's one of them players that, a bit like sort of Rooney, is that he came with such a fanfare in these first couple of years, and he's sort of just starting to drift by the wayside now.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, the strength has gone on for years, whether that's affected him or whatever, but never really saw him flagging for that move to Spurs. Yeah, it's never happened.
Just that he's young and he's English, he's got... Do you think 12 million is quite a lot for him, or is it about the...
I think in today's market, it's about, like, the way back in the past couple of years, this season, way all the way, not professional, to be honest. I think that's, I mean, West title.
Yeah, well, you know, we could think about was this Scott Hogan from Brentford, $15 million.
Yeah.
What if the West Ham one signed him? $15 million.
Yeah, that's the money now.
That's it.
It's also where West Ham have signed Southampton captain Jose Fonte for $8 million.
So yeah, I was surprised at that one.
Yeah, we're giving a transfer request.
I thought
we'd
be off to Liverpool. Yeah,
Southampton,
yeah. Well,
yeah, that's the first refusal on any Southampton player.
I think so, yeah. I think Liverpool are actually trading as Southampton FC.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a solid centre back.
Yeah.
You know, 8 million for 33.
Yeah.
33, so. So it's, you know, obviously not one for the future, but it's one for the public gaps and keep them steady for the season, basically.
Yeah, because he was linked with United earlier in the season, wasn't he? So maybe when he handed in his transfer request, he thought he'd get a bigger club than West Ham. After.
Yeah. I mean, that hasn't helped him that his partner there, Van Dijk, has had a tremendous season and getting all the praise, I suppose, really. He's taken a lot of the attention off him, hasn't he? And he's helped him do the big box.
Yeah. Say one quick one. Sunderland have signed Julian Lescott on a short-term deal. Do you think this will help? Help keep them up? He hasn't had a very good
season. just relegate us now.
it's good for Julian
Lescott. I think David Moyes can get the best out of his old player.
He's a great motivator, isn't he, with some of his speeches of life. What did he say about incoming transfers that they probably won't do anything?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Just being realistic, And then one last rumour that's going around. Well, it's accepted. West Ham, Middlesbrough, and Burnley have all had offers accepted for Robert Snodgrass from Hull.
Yeah, $10 million, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. There's more I'd go to Burnley. He's picking between Borough and West Ham. Mm. Yeah, he's talking.
Would you like to see him at Borough?
In fairness, though, people that live in Burnley don't want to live in Burnley.
Is he the type of player you want it?
But, I wouldn't mind him.
He's had a
cracking
season as well.
He's rated Snodgrass.
Yeah, he's
I said Hull have already signed a replacement for him in Liverpool forward. There's a Markovic till the end of the season.
Yeah, I believe they signed what, for $20 million last season.
There's a few seasons ago, wasn't it? He's never had some
loans. He seems to have been on that.
He's got a lot of potential, but he's never... He hasn't yet, anyway.
No.
He hasn't had a chance in the first season. So it'd be good to get him some Premiership experience, I suppose.
Yeah.
See what he's made up
for the time of year now. He'll get around again.
So are there any other transfers you want to quickly go over?
Just a couple of European ones. PSG is still bringing players in. They brought Draxler in last week from the German League, and they've now brought in
Draxler. Only moved last summer, didn't he only just join?
It was the summer before.
Was it? Wow.
He'd been there for a season, so like a season and a half now.
Yeah.
He'd moved over to, but I think PSG are probably a bit worried about some of their players probably going off to China, being that most of the players that join that club are mercenaries anyway.
Yeah, they join for the money. Yeah.
So they're probably thinking that half of them are going to leave once the Chinese start sniffing around.
Yeah.
So they brought in Guedes from Benfica, who was touted as the new Ronaldo, like a new player is every year being touted as a new Ronaldo. He'd probably only gone to sub bench, but he looks quite a tidy player. But with him coming in, Jesse is being flogged at the moment by them, and it looks like he's going to be going on loan to Middlesbrough.
Yeah, well, Was it last farmers, yeah.
Same.
Yeah, but the other thing, they can't afford his wage. So apparently he's going to Barrow, which
is that apparently from when he moved from Real Madrid to PSG, he refused to learn the language, didn't like the city, and was staying in the hotels because he didn't want to settle down.
How is he
going to get on in the business?
Oh, I've been there, it's a beautiful place.
Atlanta United. Alright, shall we move on to the final round of the summer pitch? So, Hero, you go first this time.
Okay.
So, I mean, to name players who won England caps whilst playing in Italy.
Well, I'll go for one that was the first pick in the last round then. Gazza.
Gazza, yep. Okay, Al.
Matt.
Yes. Ash.
Des Walker,
yep. Hero.
Paul Ince.
Yes. Al.
Joe Hart,
yeah.
Oh,
Ash.
Ashley Cole.
Yes.
Oh,
Hero, let's go. Some big names still. So.
Beckham,
yep. Alright, so for the win, Al.
Ray Wilkins,
yes. Alright, do you want to just have a go anyway, Ash, or not bother?
No.
Alright, so congratulations, Al, on your debut.
I won, did I?
Yeah. So six points. So, yeah, Hero got 5, and then Ash got 3. So you also could have had Luka Blissett, who won some whilst he was at AC Milan. Trevor Francis, Mark Haley. Could have had. Alright, so our final discussion. So we decided during the African Cup of Nations we're going to pick our African All-Star 11. And last time we picked our defence and our goalkeeper. So we went for Bruce Grobbelaar in goal with Lauren, Lucas Radebe and Ridibert Song as our three defenders. So today we're going to pick our strikers. Hero, do you want to go first?
I've gone for Samuel Eto'o, who I think is probably the best African player of all time.
Yeah.
I think he's the most decorated African player. I think he's won the African Player of the Year 4 times. He never won the FIFA World Player, which I know one other African player did in Roger Mia, but he came for 1 year. Scored over 100 goals for Barcelona.
Yeah.
First player to get 2 trebles in back-to-back seasons with Barca and Inter Milan. As a striker from Africa, he became one of the best in Europe.
Yeah, if you take the last couple of years out of it. Everton ruined him. So.
They do that a lot.
Ash and Al, did you come up with a player? So.
Yeah, I've got one now.
Well, I agreed with you all, but I got another one to stick in.
Right, yeah, I think you've already got mine because you guessed it. Mine's Roger Miller.
Yeah.
I liked him growing up, World Cup of Italy in 1990. The little celebration I did it every time I scored a goal. I always did it.
my head. Yes, you're right, Lord. Yeah.
I've gone for George Weah, so he was named FIFA World Player of the Year, and he won the Ballon d'Or. He was the first African to win these awards. He's three-time African Player of the Year. He was named African Player of the Century in 1996.
And a little known fact about George Weah.
Yep.
He was a librarian.
He's a librarian.
No, he was Libyan.
He's also named in Pelé's FIFA 100 list of greatest players of all time. So, shout out to them for.
You know, I think Pelé went bad at one point with his top 100 list. If you look at it, there are some real dodgy bits in that.
So, which three are we going to go for out of them four?
Sorry?
For out of them four players, who do you think we should go for? We want three out of them four. Alright, so our team so far is Grablar and goal, Laurent, Madibi and Song as our centre back three. Then up front we've got Eto, Miller and Weah. So next week we'll do our midfield four. Nice. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we go?
It's the current sort of best African player, actually, in Aubameyang.
Yeah. You want it?
I imagine if we did this in sort of 10 years' time, he'd be up there with him, or with being a sort of a current player.
Yeah.
That's always probably up there.
He's
only going to
play
for
big clubs
now for the next 10 years, as you said, so
his record's only going to get better as well, isn't it?
He's somewhat, he's second behind Messi or something this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a beast of a player,
like I said,
if he did it in 5-10 years.
And on FIFA, he's the best, like, one of the best strikers going.
FIFA, he always thinks of Man City, like him, doesn't he? Yeah. He never comes to it.
Right. The hard spell to him, switch.
Yeah. Alright, so you can check out our website, it's v2football.com. We've had recent interviews with coaches George Jones, and then I put an interview up with John Curtis today. You can also check out the Ash and Al podcast. Have you got anything planned for this week? You got anything planned for this week?
No, just usual wing it, basically.
Yeah. I was watching the TV awards last night, and they brought out the Irish dancers, and I was like, oh, they're going to give Flatley an award. And I was like, please give Flatley an award so you can come on the show. It turned out to be a Graham Norton.
He's still in Old Driscoll, isn't he? Yeah, Driscoll's bar. Come and find it. He'll give me 20 seconds. Are we ready now? A couple of weeks now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We'll use it again. Alright, so check us out on Twitter, it's at V2Football, and like us on Facebook. You can also like Ash and Al, it's at Ash and Al Podcast.
Yeah.
Alright, so it's good. Thanks for joining us this week. It's a good night for me, and it's a good night for the lads.
Good night.
Good speaking to you guys.
And you. See you again. All right.